The Department of Correctional Services confirming yesterday that former President Jacob Zuma has indeed applied for a temporary release from jail to attend his brother's funeral. Joining me on the line now is a spokesperson for the department, Singabako Nxumalo. Singabako, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having us.
I am going to spare you the embarrassing question of asking whether the department is going to grant the former president permission to go and attend his brother's funeral or not. But I will ask, what will be the process that the application will be undergoing as the department considers whether the former president should attend his brother's funeral or not?
The process is quite simple because an inmate has to submit an application for temporary living facility, stating the reasons why he or she has to attend to that particular function, and also give us the date for that and the time. So this is what has happened here, and we then have to look into that and then look at then the sentence that the inmate is serving, the classification, and other elements which will then assist us in making a determination whether it will be proper and fair to, you know, permit that inmate to leave the facility.
So given the information we know about the former president, he's incarcerated for 15 months, and we appreciate that he'll be eligible for consideration for parole at a point, I think it's around October, November, or should he apply for medical parole before that? That's a different process altogether. He's only been in prison for 2 weeks. He's probably just about getting out of isolation for COVID-19 purposes, as is the process with any other inmate. Is he eligible to be considered for a temporary release to go and attend his brother's funeral?
If all inmates do have let us call that privileges, but it does not mean that automatically it has to be given to you. Hence, I'm saying there's quite a number of elements that you need to look at, and then make a decision whether such an image can be allowed to be granted that part of leave, because it's different type of leave. Hence, we call it temporarily living facility. But then you need to state on what grounds. So, in this case, the former president will be, if you were to be granted that leave, it's on compassionate grounds due to a family bereavement. But even that is the case, we still have to be convinced that indeed it will be in the interest one of the family and of the inmate to have him not participating.
Once again, being mindful that I do not want to push you for what is the likely outcome of this application process, would the fact that this is his brother who's passed on be a good enough of a reason for any inmate to be considered this temporary leave?
The measure in one is okay. It's one. It has to be stated to say what is the nature of the relationship or for in the family. If let's say it is my brother, in what sense is it my brother? Because we are born of the same woman, or I'm the brother because maybe I'm the youngest in the family of five, or the elder. Do I have any specific role? And you also have to take into cognizance the different cultural dynamics. Others will say, this is my brother, but in a sense, that person is like a father figure in the family because he's doing everything, you know, in that family, who is the one who has to take lead when there are family activities. That person is classified, you know, as a brother. So there's a lot that, you've got to look at. Hence, it's important that each case must be, judged, on its own merit, and also looking at everything that is there. Hence, I'm saying, you consider on a number of variables, then reach then a conclusion to say, indeed, it's justifiable that this particular inmate be granted this type of leave.
Let's imagine then for a second that the Department of Correctional Services sees it fit to grant him temporary leave in order for him to go and attend his brother's funeral. I imagine there'll be a whole lot of security concerns that you would need to consider, right? This is a former president who, up until incarceration, did get special protection as a privilege of being a former president of the Republic. You also would have been witness to the mayhem and rioting over the last 2 weeks since his incarceration, which obviously will be a concern. And the heart of it was in KwaZulu-Natal province, where I imagine the funeral is going to take place. How is that going to, one, contribute to the decision that you make, and two, your logistics planning around that, should he be allowed the temporary leave?
Yes, when you look at internal factors and external factors, the guiding principle, again, is to say, is this because of the inmate's own making or not? Will it be fair then to say, because of what is likely to take place, we therefore see that, it may not be prudent that we can't do this leave. Hence I'm saying that it has to be a fair process, because if it's because of certain factors which are not in the control of the inmate, then the state has to come in to say, do we have measures to mitigate against what we see? One, either is a threat or something that, may challenge the security of that particular inmate once out there. And then you make that decision. But your decision must not disadvantage the inmate physically if the inmate is not the one who may have prompted instigated, that type of erosion which could be there. What's important is that the state needs to have the capacity, one, to safeguard the inmate, protect the inmate and bring the inmate safe. Hence, the Act is very clear, Section 44, to say that you need to then protect the inmate at all times. You've got to account about his whereabouts until such time that the inmate is back in the facility. So at no point, maybe correctional services may say the situation at the end was too toxic, was too dire. We feared for our lives. Therefore, we needed, to run for life and leave the inmate behind. No, you cannot do that, because that person is still a sentenced one, so we need to account for that person. But as I said, the state then has to make it a point that covers all those. Is it something where trying to then rope in other law enforcement agencies to assist in that particular aspect? Or is the risk so high from the outside factors that granting this leave to an inmate, may not be prudent. So it's something that you've got to look at it in its entirety. Also, making a point that the inmate is not disadvantaged of his rights, in that particular process.
And who would be responsible for the security, Singabako? Would it be correctional services, or would you call on the SAPS to help with the VIP protection that he enjoyed, obviously, before incarceration?
In this case, we are a leading department, but then for any agency within the security departments, or let's say, so you are able then to say, ask other departments or agencies to say, we may require services because of a particular project that we are undertaking. Then one, they will need to then do their own assessment and see if indeed, they'll be, there is a need for them, to assist you. But what's happening in the country is that the justice cluster is able to, work together and is able to assist one another, when there are certain projects. So hence then, at any time when any of the agencies, is raising hand for help, they're not able to do that, because at the end of the day, it is the state. It is not about each entity saying that, we need to do this on our own. All other departments or agencies must be in the position to assist whenever a need arises. So, hence ours, it's a justice and prevention task. Hence then, we need to work together.
Just two more questions, and excuse the primary nature of the questions, but this is the first time we're having this kind of conversation. How long would this temporary leave be for? So would he, because the funeral, for example, is today, is my understanding, in Gandla. So at some point you'll need to communicate to him. Do you then release him, I don't know, a couple of hours before the funeral? He attends the funeral and then he has to be back at Escort Correctional Facility by a certain time?
Yes, the inmate's application must take the date and the time to say the function that hereby applying to attend will take place, let's say, on the 23rd of July, starting maybe at 10 until 1. So that when that is considered, you also factor in the issue of logistics, you know, and traveling to say, okay, looking at the distance, this image at least will require this number of hours transporting him or her home and also back to the facility. So you need to factor that in. So when a decision, you know, has to be made, it has to take that into consideration. So at the right time that decision will be made, or the inmate will be informed to say this is the outcome, meaning that you cannot inform the inmate after to say, no, unfortunately, we could not approve your application, whereas it's after the effect.
Once again, should he be granted the temporary leave, I don't imagine we'll be seeing a former President Jacob Zuma attending his brother Michael's funeral, you know, being shackled, right? I mean, he'll be allowed to wear a suit and he will enjoy the dignity as a family member who's bearing him. Singabako, the final question then. And I don't have the details in front of me, but my understanding is that the funeral is meant to take place today in Gandla. I'm not sure when the application was forwarded to the department by the former president, but at which point do you then inform him of whatever the decision is going to be?
The inmate has to be informed in time before that particular activity, meaning that it got informed the inmate before that event takes place. So it could be in the morning of the day or a day before, but the inmate has to be informed.
Let me ask it slightly more directly then. Yes. Have you informed former President Jacob Zuma of whether or not he's been granted temporary leave to go and attend his brother Michael's funeral?
At the right time, the inmate will be informed.
Singabako, thank you very much indeed for your time. Singabako Nxumalo, spokesperson for the Department of Correctional Services.